Hello again, welcome, and thank you for downloading this Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 54, recorded for October 2012. Este mes en el nivel básico hemos hablado de la rutina diaria y también cómo hacer las preguntas. In the intermediate section, gerunds and infinitives, and opposites, and more idioms and words with multiple meanings in the advanced section. There's business vocabulary as usual this month, and many more ideas and resources to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ver la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, vete a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. So, let's get started con el nivel básico y algunas expresiones de la rutina diaria. Voy a decir las expresiones en español y tú dices la traducción en inglés antes que lo digo yo. ¿Ready? ¿Listo? ¿Cómo se dice comer en inglés? To have lunch. Repite. To have lunch. ¿Ir de compras? To go shopping. Repite. To go shopping. We go shopping on Saturdays. Ir en coche al trabajo. To go to work by car. Repite. To go to work by car. I go to work by car every day. Ir a clase. To go to class. Repite. To go to class. What time do you go to class? Ir a casa. To go home. Repite. To go home. I go home after work. Llegar a casa. To get home. Repite. To get home. I get home at 7:30. Hacer la cena. To make dinner. Repite. To make dinner. My girlfriend usually makes dinner. Cenar. To have dinner. Repite. To have dinner. We have dinner at home. Ir a la cama, acostarse. To go to bed. Repite. To go to bed. I go to bed at about 12 o'clock. También hemos practicado las preguntas. Escucha y repite algunas preguntas conmigo. Fíjate en la entonación. What time do you get up? What time do you have dinner? What do you do after lunch? Who do you have lunch with? What time do you go to bed? What time do you get home after work? Very good. Muy bien. In the intermediate section this month, we looked at some gerunds and infinitives. I'm going to say some pairs of sentences with different grammar, and I want you to say which is correct. Por ejemplo, ¿qué es correcto? I used to be good at playing the piano. Or, I used to be good at play the piano. El correcto es, I used to be good at playing the piano. Gerund. Repeat. I used to be good at playing the piano. I have difficulty to make myself understood, or I have difficulty making myself understood. I have difficulty making myself understood. Repeat. I have difficulty making myself understood. She's only interested in taking drugs, or she's only interested to take drugs. She's only interested in taking drugs. Repeat. She's only interested in taking drugs. I don't know what to do with her, or I don't know what to do with her. I don't know what to do with her. Repeat. I don't know what to do with her. We had a fantastic time to travel around Spain, or we had a fantastic time traveling around Spain. We had a fantastic time traveling around Spain. Repeat. We had a fantastic time traveling around Spain. I'm too tired for going out tonight, or I'm too tired to go out tonight. I'm too tired to go out tonight. Repeat. I'm too tired to go out tonight. He's unlikely to pass the exam, or he's unlikely to pass the exam. He's unlikely to pass the exam. Repeat. He's unlikely to pass the exam. She was arrested for not to pay her taxes, or she was arrested for not paying her taxes. She was arrested for not paying her taxes. Repeat. She was arrested for not paying her taxes. She's quite likely for to lose her temper, or she's quite likely to lose her temper. She's quite likely to lose her temper. Repeat. She's quite likely to lose her temper. Moving on to vocabulary and opposites. Try to say the opposites of the following words before I do. Then repeat them to practice pronunciation. Ready? Success. Failure. Valuable. Worthless. Fresh. Stale. Victory. Defeat. Profit. Loss. Calm. Rough. Brave. Coward. Well paid. Badly paid. Good. Now repeat the following example sentences. It wasn't a success, it was a total failure. I thought it was valuable, but it was worthless. The bread isn't fresh, it's stale. We expected an easy victory, but we suffered a terrible defeat. We didn't make a profit, we made a loss. The sea was calm in the morning, but rough in the afternoon. He thinks he's really brave, but he's a coward. He's not well paid, he's very badly paid. If you like these podcasts, if you are learning more English with these podcasts, you can buy full lessons for only €1.40 from our online shop, nuestra tienda online. Estas lecciones están diseñadas como una continuación del curso de audio Mansión Auto 2 y están basados en nuestro curso básico interactivo que ha ayudado a más que 25 millones de personas a aprender inglés desde el año 2001. Las lecciones están al nivel intermedio, B1, y estamos poniendo nuevas lecciones constantemente. En mansioninglesdescargas.wasala.com. That's mansioninglesdescargas, todo junto, .wasala.com. Cada lección vale €1.40 y dura aproximadamente 1 hora y 15 minutos. Y cada lección está en el formato MP3 y lleva su transcripción completa en formato PDF. There were more idioms this month in the advanced section. Let's see if you can remember the idioms if I say the Spanish equivalent. For example, como quien oye llover. Think of water and duck, pato. We say it's like water off a duck's back. It's like water off a duck's back. Tanto monta, monta tanto. Isabel como Fernando. It's as broad as it is long. Which means it's as wide as it is long. The length is the same as the width. It's as broad as it is long. Lo que se pierde en una casa se gana en otra. Swings and roundabouts. A roundabout in a park is tío vivo, I think. And a swing, I think, is columpio. It's a question of swings and roundabouts. It's a question of swings and roundabouts. En tierra de ciegos, el tuerto es rey. This is another direct translation. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king. No tiene raíces en ningún sitio. This idiom has the words hat and home in it. It's home is where he hangs his hat. He hangs up his hat, and that's enough for him to call the place home. He's a drifter. Va dando tumbos por la vida. He's a drifter. Wherever he hangs his hat, that's his home. Our last idiom this month is llueve sobre mojado. Or al que no quiere caldo se le dan dos tazas. In English, we say it never rains, but it pours. Do you know the expression, it's pouring? It's pouring with rain. Está lloviendo a cántaros. It never rains, but it pours. This week, I've had so much bad luck this week. I lost my wallet, someone scratched my car, and I got a parking fine. It never rains, but it pours. Now listen and repeat the idioms after me. It's like water off a duck's back. It's as broad as it is long. It's a question of swings and roundabouts. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king. Home is where he hangs his hat. It never rains, but it pours. Also in the advanced section, we looked at some words with multiple meanings, like the word odd, O-D-D. Odd means extraño, raro. The odd thing is that lo raro o lo curioso es que. It also means impar when we talk about numbers, odd numbers and even numbers. We also have the expression the odd man out, el bicho raro, la excepción. Odd can also be something that is left over. I have a few odd bits of wood in the garage. If you've got the odd moment to spare, come round for a chat. It cost me £30 odd. Me costó 30 y tantas libras, or 30 y pico libras. £30 odd. Stock was the next word. One meaning of stock is reserva. We're out of stock. Están agotados. We don't have your size in stock. If you have stock in a company, tienes algunas acciones. Stocks and shares. Acciones. Stock is also caldo in cooking. Chicken stock. One thing I've learned during my time living in Spain is that you need a good fish or chicken stock to make a good paella. Hail is a noun which means granizo, hailstones, frozen rain. A strong collocation with hail is a hail of bullets. As the armed robbers left the bank, they were cut down in a hail of bullets. As a verb, hail can mean llamar. You hail a cab. In New York City, it's not easy to hail a cab in the rush hour. Figure can mean cifra. What's the unemployment figure for Spain these days? Is it still in double figures? And figure for a person is figura. She's got a great figure. I know she's nearly 40, but she's got the figure of an 18-year-old. In American English, it's quite common to hear figure as a verb meaning to make sense. It just doesn't figure. No me lo explico. How do you figure that? In British English, I would say reckon. What do you reckon? What do you figure? Our last word was plot. A plot of land is terreno or solar. I'm thinking of buying a small plot and building a house on it. Plot is also complot or conjura. They foiled the assassination plot. Frustraron el intento de asesinato. And, of course, we talk about the plot of a film or a book, el argumento. I loved the new George Clooney film, but the plot was a bit complicated. How do you say las cosas se complican using the word plot? The plot thickens. Repeat, the plot thickens. In the Business English section, this month we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. To develop means desarrollar in Spanish. That's a word that's really difficult for me to say and to remember. Desarrollar. Double R and double Y. Double R and double L. Desarrollar. Or elaborar. To develop. You can develop ideas. You can develop a method. Develop a character, a plot, or a story in a film or a book. You can develop skills and abilities. And you can develop land, urbanizar. In technology, it's very common to hear about software development, application development for mobile phones and tablets, mobile devices. We're developing a new application for La Mención del Inglés. To sign up means inscribirse. You can also say enroll or register for a course. I'm signing up for a computer course. Sign up is a phrasal verb, and so is go about. To go about means emprender. How do I go about voting? ¿Qué tengo que hacer para votar? How do I go about signing up? Go about can also mean correr or circular. For example, there's a lot of flu going about. Or, have you heard that horrible rumor going about that Jimmy's having an affair? If you work full-time, you work standard hours. So, how do you say jornada parcial in English? Part-time. I'm working part-time. It's a part-time job. Doubt in Spanish is duda. Pero muchas veces para decir tengo duda, mis alumnos dicen I have a doubt. But it sounds better in English to say I'm not sure. For example, I'm not sure how to pronounce this word. Sounds better than I have a doubt how to pronounce this word. But doubt is used in many expressions. For example, without a doubt, or no doubt, sin duda. Repeat, doubt. No doubt I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be there at 6, without a doubt. This is, without a doubt, the best brownie I've ever tasted. I very much doubt it. Lo dudo mucho. Repeat. I very much doubt it. If in doubt, don't go. Si estás en duda, no vayas. If in doubt, don't go. And finally, to get back means to return or go back to something or someone. Repeat. I have to get back to my work now. I'll get back to you later. Can I get back to you in the morning? Well, I have to get back to working on our new audio course. But don't worry, we'll be back with you next month with another podcast from our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mencioningles.com. And on iTunes, iTunes. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of fans. Or send an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is mencionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. También tenemos dos aplicaciones para el nivel principiante y el nivel básico a la venta en la tienda de iTunes. Para encontrarlas, busca Imansión Auto. El precio de cada aplicación es de 2 euros 39 céntimos. Until next month then, take care, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Bye for now. Thank you. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.